Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to the Optimistic Life Podcast. This is your host, Margie. So I am going to try this a little bit differently, okay? But first, let's play a playground music, okay? And it's not going to be a speech. But welcome to the Optimistic Life Podcast. This episode is actually going to air today. And I'm excited because I haven't been here, as you guys can tell, but it's kind of cool. I was just thinking about this. I woke up early, but I was just thinking about the reconstruction of the podcast and how I would like to bring it over to you guys. I mean, you know, my whole thing is like, I feel like I gotta be partying in the podcast, and then I'm like, well, when do I have time to party and be loud and, you know, actually have a room to myself that I can actually speak louder and just kind of have that vibe? I really don't. So I thought, well, you know what? There is such a vibe in the home when, or even on the podcast, is going to be such a vibe if I just try to do the morning recordings or night recordings where they're just not loud. And I'm not over here just screaming and laughing and, you know, trying to have a party like I thought my podcast was going to be at the beginning. No, but instead it takes a little bit more of a closed up environment, and less noise, and maybe me slowing down a bit, you know, so that I don't wake up everybody, so that I don't wake up Violet, and then can't record, and then I can't do this, and then it just gets stuck for a long time. Okay, so I'm gonna try to keep this short today, but mainly the whole thing here is hello and welcome again. Thank you for being here. This is the Optimistic Life Podcast, and this podcast, as you had already maybe heard or not really, so let's just introduce it again. This podcast is about everything about living an optimistic life. You know, research shows that people that live an optimistic life or live an optimistic lifestyle or have an optimistic view of life live longer, happier, and wealthier. So that to me is enough reason to be optimistic and spread optimism. So I've always been optimistic. I've always kind of looked at life as a big mystery of optimism. You know, just big mystery of occurrences and events of one and many souls on earth. Anyways, let's not get it too into that. But in today's episode, really, I'm just welcoming this energy again. I am bringing it back, and I'm bringing it back to you in a different way, but in the same way that I intended, right? It's still very honest, it's still very authentic, it's still very loving, it's still very kind, very compassionate. I'm still the same person, just more pumped, okay? Just more pumped. All right, we gotta find a sound, we gotta play some music, and let's get going into a little bit, okay? Let's get this introduction a little bit. I hope you're doing well. I really do. I hope you're doing fantastic this summer. I hope that this whole year has been treating you well, really. You've been discovering much about things, you know, because there's lots to discover every day, right, about this wonderful life. Yeah, I mean, what an interesting life, for sure. All right, let's pause right here. Let's take a break and do an ad. Because why not? So, have you ever thought about making a podcast? Have you ever thought about wanting to record a podcast, video or voice podcast? Even, you know, a radio show or something? Yes? Oh, well, you don't have to wait. You really don't ever have to wait again to record anything. I've always thought about FM shows, you know, or podcasting, and being on the radio a little bit more than being on TV, you know, because for many reasons. But thanks to Anchor, this has been a wonderful experience to get going on my dream and start a podcast. Anchor makes it so easy for you guys to start a podcast, launch the podcast, and literally just throw it out there. Like, literally have a podcast out in the universe. That's what Anchor does. And so easy and free. It's amazing. Oh, I love it. I love it. I'm so thankful for Anchor. And here we go. Yep, that's how it's going to get sometimes. But anyways, I didn't think that this was going to be a party podcast at all. You know, really, we're going to get serious here. And I think that we're going to be discussing, disgusted for sure. I want things, at certain things that we do discuss. Because life isn't just all pretty. You know, life isn't just all pink and roses, you know. No, I mean, yeah. Life can be shitty. You know, and let's just put it that way, right? But yeah, you know, for the most part, I believe that we have the potential, we have the power, we have the mental and physical ability to do great things, you know, together and separately. You know, separately, you have the potential to live a life that is just super full, you know, a life that is healed, a life that is joyful, okay, a life that is just happy, you know. Yeah, you know, you have some more joy in your life, you feel that feeling in your belly a little bit more often, you know, and you go with that, you go with what that makes you feel, with the feeling that makes you feel that, you know, with the things that make you feel that, and you go and live that. It's like road trips, you know, or it's like hikes in the mountains, you know, they make you feel so good, right? Yeah, so at the end of this show, please stick around, okay, because there will be a little meditation, okay, and that is just breathing deep, peace, exhaling the bad, okay, stick around, because that's what I would like to end each of my episodes with, at least with, you know, 5 to 10 minutes of meditation. And if you want to skip it, you skip it. If you don't want to skip it, then you stay, you know, and you just breathe with us and exhale, inhale and exhale, okay? Because that's how we're going to create a beautiful path of peace and optimism and goodness, all right? I promise you, it's going to be a little bit, it's going to be nice, you know? I really mean it. And I'm glad that I'm not being recorded, okay? Because you would see a big smile on my face right now. And I'm glad that we figured this out a little bit. I don't have to be super loud partying over here to give you a podcast. You know, and the room doesn't have to be closed off. I think it's going to be just fine. And I can do it just fine when everybody's asleep or when people are now awake, you know? When the monster is in here. Oh my God. Yeah, Violet would love to participate on the podcast probably later on, and I cannot wait to have her on certain episodes, you know, because I think she's going to give us a lot of insight. A lot of insight. Wow. We're in August now, and 4 months, and we'll be at the end of the year. 2022 is almost over, and I wonder how you feel about it, and you know, what you're thinking, you know. What a year, for real. Like, seriously, what a year. Like, for sure. Like, yeah. I can't believe that we're experiencing this little chaotic time, because it is chaotic. You know, life on Earth right now is chaotic, if you haven't noticed, but it's also shifting, okay? So that's the good thing, all right? Which we'll say it at the end. I can't believe that we are experiencing a lack of leadership in our country the way that we are. That's for sure. You know, I can't believe that we have, I mean, yeah, actually, and we'll get back into this later, but I can't believe we're experiencing the lack of leadership that we have been, you know? Yeah, what a joke. What a joke is the presidency that we have right now. You know, what a joke it is that we have no true leadership in the government. And really, I've come to just learn that this is just a battle of sides, right? Like, they want us to be choosing sides. So I'm not. I think I'm gonna stay in between, and I'm fighting for the light. I'm fighting for love, compassion, liberty, you know, and the pursuit of true happiness, right? You know, the pursuit of being able to to be ourselves, but also with, you know, with a certain path and limitations to our lives, okay? Because again, this is not like wow life either, you know? But I think that we do have the tools to create great leadership. That's for sure. That's one thing, you know, and I think that leadership has been showing to be very bad all over the world right now. Actually, just bad leadership all over the world. And it's coming a little bit more apparent right now, I think, because it's being exposed a little bit more. And they're fighting a little bit harder to keep control of everything, right? So there's more chaos, but it's also more exposure with that chaos, right? So good for us. Good for us, you know, just stand strong. I would say really mental health, physical health is very important altogether, okay? Be safe, you know, really be kind to people so that we can expand on that and we don't expand on the bad, okay? We don't expand on the hate. Yeah, I think that that would be a good start on that side. Anyways, yeah, on our side, stay healthy, stay kind, whatever. Do what you have to do for your mental capacity to bring and good energy out, all right? And that's really what the main purpose of this is, really. Just, you know, we are the energy little batteries, right, that are going to expel out the energy out there. So the best thing we can do is to work on our beautiful energy. Best thing we can do is just work on your energy. And I know that a lot of you have awesome energy. Really, we do. Even when I'm low, you know, I still try to be the same, like, kind and compassionate human being. And I think that all we have to do, and this is really it, okay? All we have to do is be kind to ourselves. You know, stay healthy, you know, take care of your mental health, all that separately for yourself. But out there, you don't have to do anything else for anybody other than wish people happiness, wish people kindness, wish people love, compassion, whatever. You know, just go out there in the world not being judgmental and hurtful to people. Just kind of like, let's go out and be like, you know what, let people be. Happiness be with you all the time. Happiness be with you all the time. Happiness be with you all the time. Practice the bodhisattva way, for real. When you see people out there and you feel like, damn, I wish I wasn't there, you know, or that's definitely tough. Like, when I see people at the bus stops, for example, I always kind of just throw them that little thing, you know, that little wish. Happiness be with you all the time. Yeah, I see grandmas, when I see people, well, you know, homeless people, I do throw that extra little saying in there. And, you know, somewhere I believe that the energy just goes pouring into that person. I truly believe so. That's why I practice Reiki, right? Yeah. So 8 months. 8 months, well, since last episode, really. Yeah, it's been 8 months. Bad leadership. Yeah. We're really learning a lot this year, I think. And 2022 is going to be a year to make history. And I can't wait to read history books that Violet is going to read, actually, about this era, to be honest. I cannot wait. Because I would like to fact check, and be a fact checker myself. You know, I think that we are under attack. I believe that we are under attack. Ourselves are under attack here. You know, our freedoms are under attack, right? And let's not get into gun laws and all that stuff, because we'll have bigger discussions. But yes, we definitely should watch out. And in the past eight months, actually, I've become a pro-gun person. You know, like, I believe now that, not everybody, but I believe that, first of all, I believe that we've always needed strict laws on that, you know? And strict control, like, you know, who gets a gun is very important to evaluate. That's just it, period, all right? We'll leave it there. Who gets a gun is important to evaluate, all right? With that being said, I would like one more. Thank you. Yeah, so important to stay protected, important to protect our children, important to protect our families, or important to protect our communities, which is why police officers have them, but not to abuse them, right? Just the same way that some human beings could have them and not to abuse them, okay? And just the same way that some police officers should not have them, and same way that some people should not have them at the end of the day. So don't let anyone take that away from us, okay? just from us, anybody, from your spouses, from your family members, from your household, nobody, okay? Don't let anybody take away that right from us. But yes, we do need to be smarter about it. That's for sure, all right? 8 months of shootings, 8 months of bad leadership, 8 months of riots, all over the world, right? 8 months of absolute uncertainty. Absolute uncertainty, and I keep wondering, you know? I keep wondering, where are we going? I keep wondering where we're going. I know we're going somewhere good. I have no doubt we're going somewhere good, you know, but it's also, man, I really like this, and I thank you all for being here and sticking around. I'm so happy that you have joined a little bit, okay? It's nice to record this, and it's nice to talk. It's nice to talk to the public and to hopefully get responses back from you guys, you know? And it's nice to just expand on this because it's one of my long-lived dreams, you know, for me to expand on this beautiful, sweet energy. Yeah. Anyways, I'm not gonna get too deep into these things because I'm not here to make big discussions right now, right? You know, I'm just here to kind of recollecting about the past 8 months and what I've been thinking about. Yeah. So please watch out for our children. Watch out. You know, this monkeypox shit. Excuse me, it's monkeypox stuff. I can't put up with a lot of this stuff that just pops up everywhere, you know? And now as I learn more about this pandemic and ways of how it was more like made, I doubt a lot of things, you know? I doubt a lot of the medical system, you know? And that's for us to shift also, you know, that's for us to figure out. But I'm going to leave it at here, okay? Before we do the meditation, before we do 5 to 10 minutes of breath, okay? Whatever is left on the podcast, it'll be it'll be for you to just breathe. Yep. Mm-hmm. I think one day, we will all have a better, bigger space to bring out the best of ourselves, right? Let that sink in for you. Lots happens every year. Every year, too much happens, you know, and we're made to shift gears so fast from one thing to another thing to another thing, you know? Oh, I'm gonna end it with this, okay? Yeah, we're experiencing a lot of things in the whole wide world, you know? The burning of farms, you know, the collapse of the economic system all over the world. And just overall, a complete chaos, you know? And I think that it deserves attention. How about that? It deserves a little bit of attention. But it also deserves a little bit of inward, right? We need to get introspective. attention, you know, to what we're seeing. And that's it. You know, that's it, really. Let's not take it too far today, but pay attention. Pay attention to what's out there, but also pay attention to inner yourself, you know. As I say that, I mean that in a very light-hearted way, you know, in a very just light-hearted way, really. I mean it as just look at the patterns of life right now, okay, and pay attention to what's going on, because we should, we really should. And at the end of the day, it's part of our job to pay attention. It's part of our job to contribute to that attention. And that becomes awareness, right? Being aware. Mm-hmm. So that awareness really contributes to the whole consciousness of the world, you know? To the cosmic consciousness, you know? So yeah, with that being said... It's cool to be here, really. It's nice to exist, right? Yeah. No, seriously, it's nice to be here. It's cool to be doing life, and I think that we all have something to live for, something great to live for. And that's why I'm here, you know? We can discuss all that, despite the bad. So, join me in 5 minutes of meditation, please. If not, you can quit it right now. And go home. But have a wonderful day. You know, whatever stage in life you're in right now, have a wonderful stage. You know, let's be more aware of that and make it more wonderful. Yeah. Thank you. And yeah, let me introduce a little bit more of the next little part. All I want you to do is keep breathing, okay? Yep, I'm gonna stop instructing it at one point, and you just keep breathing until the end. Mm-hmm. And just deep breath, inhaling and exhaling, okay? That's it. Thank you. Yeah, I hope you're well, and as I will always say, you know, wishing you and sending you tons of love. Yeah, pouring into you. You know, all of you. Thank you so much. Now let's continue with a light meditation, and until next time. Palms together and squeeze them together, okay? And just put them in front of you, on your chest, and, you know, on your heart, however you like, alright? But this is just going to be a couple minutes of gratitude, so that we can expand on this beautiful, beautiful energy, okay? And as I said, squeeze your hands together, put them in front of you, on your chest, in front of your heart, right in the middle. Wherever. But just begin by feeling that pulsation in between your palms. And the energy that comes alive as soon as you touch hands, you know? Take a deep breath in. And exhale slowly. One more. Thank you. within each breath, there is so much energy going right through you, right? And each exhale also detoxes you of energy that you should not have. You don't have to squeeze your palms together to feel the energy. You can just hold them together. You can hold them to the side. But take a deep few deep breaths. And release. And release. And release. Isn't it beautiful to feel safe in your space and be able to breathe as deep as you do? And be able to hold as deep as you do with nobody ever rushing you? Maybe sometimes we can't do it without our children around, but when they fall asleep, we can. And it's part of our job to do that to ourselves. To give us a long breath massage all over. Yeah. To be more touchy, touchy, feely, feely. I hope that you're having a wonderful week and that the gratitude expands as you take each breath every day. That you connect to the source. And that you find balance within your days to continue living an optimistic life. Because there's so much to be optimistic about. Thank you. Thank you. I hope that was good silence for you to just inhale the peace and exhale the bad that does not serve you.